WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, back and forth rulings over President Trump's tariffs. Earlier this week, the U.S. Court of International Trade struck down many of the tariffs put in place on imports, and then an appeals court weighed in, lifting that block, allowing the tariffs to continue. Strong storms again battering large parts of the country, including Texas.
In Austin, storms dumping piles of hail.
Oh, my God.
Wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, toppling trees. And in rural eastern Oklahoma, a mother and her three kids were finally rescued after spending more than a week trapped by downed trees after a tornado. The heroes in this story, nearly a dozen inmates, part of a Department of Corrections work crew who stepped up when county workers were overwhelmed.
ABC's Andrew Dimber, there were also tornado sightings outside Atlanta. The White House presenting a peace plan to Hamas that calls for hostage releases and the prisoner exchange and for Israel to withdraw forces from a buffer zone so more aid can move in. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More changes from the Trump administration could put more international students' futures in jeopardy. The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. And this weekend is the start of meteorological summer, even though we already had our cultural start of summer, and the solstice is in for a few more weeks. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it all down.
The unofficial start to summer was Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when pools and beaches open up for the season as the heat starts to rise and the days last longer. Now, the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. And the season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done that way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to the summer lands on June 20th. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It will have the most hours of daylight out of all 365 days. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a three-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after the crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Turang? Who is Jackson Churio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a four-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with her?
With a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi,
Catherine.
What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're sure. Here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll see what's happening in the state capitol, the Joint Finance Committee in terms of our tax dollars, and what's worse, handshake or fist bump. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Why attack universities? Why attack journalism? Because ignorance works for power. First, make the truth seekers live in fear. Sue the journalists and their companies for nothing. Then send masked agents to abduct a college student who wrote an editorial in her college paper defending Palestinian rights, and send her to a prison in Louisiana charged with nothing.
Thank you, Scott Pelley, one of our heroes. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Hi, yes. Hi. Hi, Bella. Are you doing better?
Yes.
Your car has been repaired. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I had to get my bike repaired. Someone ran into my bike.
It's a lot of money. So that's the dark side of it. So.
I sense a GoFundMe for concert money in our future. Help the baby. This is good. You know what? Let's start with signs of life for democracy. Sonny, one of the big bear eaglets that we've been obsessed with, has achieved flight for a few thrilling seconds.
Yay!
Listen, that's our democracy. It's trying to get moving again. It's not misty yet. Soon for the dead eaglet?
What's wrong with Gizmo?
I don't know. Gizmo.
He's slow.
Kind of like Clyde.
Gizmo and Sonny. How dare you, bastard person. Now I'm going to have Bella.
It's a bird scream.
All right. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to have to go right to my love tweet just because you,
what did
bastard
I do?
Person.
I didn't do anything.
Let's see. Wayne says, your show on Free Speech TV is so informative. Thank you. It's good that you've added some young blood to your program. I think that's a way of saying, hey, Crypt Keeper lady.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good, but it's another code for, hey, lady from the Titanic.
Yeah, you're old.
Make sure you keep Bella before you drop the heart of the ocean. your guests are on point about the insanity coming out of the White House. Yeah. They are indeed. Trump's dementia is going to take him before he leaves office. That will save the taxpayers trillions in court costs. Okay. Keep up the good work. Oh, Wayne with a little hopeful tweet.
Aww.
That's like a little, see? It's our democracy. It's being a little eaglet.
Sword for 3 seconds.
Again. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, and then now I have to read this one since I've read one about me being OLD.
Okay.
Michael said, Stephanie looked particularly pretty today.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. What an ageless, beautiful woman she is.
Oh,
shut
my
up.
God.
Beauty isn't only skin deep with this stunning radio angel. Her soul and personality will warm your heart if you let it. Stephanie got us through the first nightmare, and I know she will do it again. That's it. Thank you, Michael.
What the Christ.
As irritating as you are, we do need you for balance around here. All right. So,
well, if you continue to read stuff like that, you're going to just be floating out into space. I got to bring you back down to Earth.
I need it after the... thank God for some young blood, you crusty old coot. Wow. Okay, we have a big Friday show. We have Glenn Kirshner and Fridays with Frangela. Very exciting. I have so much to talk to both of them about. John Fugelsang is on his way to us.
Yes.
We're having our Jill Sobule celebration of life tomorrow.
Yes.
And he is on his way, God bless him, to join us for that.
Yes.
My personal comedy, Jesus. So, all right. Anyway, so, yes. Bye-bye, Elon. Oh, he was more drugged up than we knew previously.
Apparently.
I think him going into, what do they call them? K-holes?
Well, he carried a box of various drugs with him everywhere he went.
I think Mike Myers downplayed it on SNL.
Yeah.
You could see
the spirals in his eyes.
Ketamine canaries,
the gears turning, yeah.
Yeah, oh, we have ketamine canaries in there, just birds.
Birds chirping.
Yeah, there you go. Called. That's, yeah, you could tell he was looking at, something the rest of us couldn't see. This explains a lot, because everything he would do, we'd be like, is he high?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, on everything.
Yes.
Computer says, yeah.
Right? This is like an Elvis list.
Right.
Oh, there they are. The ketamine canaries live in the K-hole. Okay. You missed that on the radio, but that's me looking around like Elon, because he would, okay. Yes, he was also using drugs far more intensely than previously known. Okay. His drug consumption went well beyond occasional use. He told people he was taking so much ketamine, it was affecting his bladder.
Oh.
Oh, it's one of those gotta-go-pee commercials with the old man in the rowboat. He had to pee a lot. Ah, so Trump has a poopy diaper, as we know, as Noel Castle has told us. So that must have been a pungent...
He has a pee-pee.
Yeah. Oval Office. Aren't they having another meeting today before he leaves, I think?
They're having like a goodbye press conference.
He's got a poopy diaper. And Elon's got
a pee-pee
urgent
diaper.
Needs to go.
He's got a pee-pee diaper.
They could both be in diapers.
They're number one and number two.
Oh, my God. He also took ecstasy and psychedelic mushrooms and reportedly Adderall. So that's what that all's going on in there.
Oh, who isn't on Adderall?
Destroyed our entire government in, record time.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Everybody's on Adderall.
Are they? I'm not.
They
give
it out.
Pretty common, yeah.
It's, really? It's common.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not. I don't. Okay. Can I just say, I think Jimmy Kimmel said this, but doesn't this administration make us all feel like we're on mushrooms? We're just, some things I read, Chris, I really do try to fact check, and the thing about the ostriches, I was like, that's not true. Is someone with me?
Ostriches? Did I miss this?
Oh, no.
I printed it for you, but...
No, because I first, when I read it, I was like, that's just a joke, and then, no, hang on. Hold, please, let me find them. Sorry, there's a lot of things.
Sometimes with that, I'm just hitting copy and paste, and I don't actually read what...
Right. Because I saw it everywhere. I was like, am I on mushroom? Am I on acid? I've never taken any drug, but is this what acid feels like?
What's the story?
Jan Zhu first threaded about it, and I saw it a bunch of other places. Let me get this straight. HHS has canceled its contract with Moderna for development of an avian flu vaccine. At the same time, Dr. Oz and the brainworm guy want to bring 700 bird flu-exposed ostriches from Canada to live on Dr. Oz's 700-acre farm in Florida. Did I get that right? Apparently that is true. And don't you feel like,
it's always Florida.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, here's a liberal helper suggestion, because we're helpers.
Okay.
Ross said it's time for RFK Jr. to do a coast-to-coast tour of chicken farms where he handles the birds and their manure, eats uncooked poultry. That should give the brainworm some company, as well as dispel the need to develop a bird flu vaccine. Isn't that next after your poop water swimming tour?
Swimming through a mountain of chicken poop?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, is it the Maha report? The Maha report, as it turns out, was written by Dr. Furrier. By Dr. Huffar, who is an AI.
HFF.
Wow.
Huffar.
What a surprise that this report is total bull. They think it was written by AI. It's like a bunch of studies that don't exist.
Yeah. The Washington Post ran it through an AI detector, and they found a whole bunch of areas where it was written by AI.
Wait, hang on a second. Or where's the Caroline Levitt one? Or she says it was formatting issues.
Oh, girl.
Right?
No one's believing.
Hey, girl.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, six. Yeah. Yes, here we go. Yeah.
We have complete confidence in Secretary Kennedy and his team at HHS. I understand there were some formatting issues with the MAHA report that are being addressed, and the report will be updated, but it does not negate the substance of the report, which, as you know, is one of the most transformative health reports that has ever been released by the federal government, and is backed on good science that has never been recognized by the federal government.
Really? Okay. Really? Yes, that science has never been recognized. Recognized because it is based on reports.
Right. And that just tells me the White House puts stuff out there without proofreading it or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean...
Uh-huh.
Yes, several experts have said first of all, the report has been widely panned for pushing dubious science, citing studies that don't exist and being riddled with errors. Authors relied on AI, according to experts. Yes. Telltale signs of AI usage in the report included repetition, wholesale invention of studies and authors in its citations. Mm-hmm. That many were written by George Glass.
And
there's a lot of repetition.
And Dr. Furrier.
You know what I hate the most is repetition. Don't you hate?
Do you hate repetition?
Yeah. I don't. Do you know? I think I almost hate that the most.
Okay.
Repetition.
What do you hate the most?
Repetition. Okay. Bella enjoys our little vaudeville skit. Oh, the old people are so cute when they think they're funny.
Yeah, we're like Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah. Somebody said, can you imagine if any pro-vaccine group put out they would have burned the country to the ground.
Absolutely.
If we did some flimsy piece of like
AI
that.
AI garbage. Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Joe Walsh, our buddy, our pal.
Huh?
former Republican. I just think it's so interesting coming from a former Republican congressman who we probably didn't agree with, Chris, on anything.
Right.
One of those deficit hawks, fiscal conservatives, blah, blah, blah. Even he said it. So after 4 months, what did DOGE accomplish? Countless lives at home and abroad shattered and destroyed, along with increased disease, starvation, death around the world. Oh, and absolutely zero impact on the debt and government spending. Zero impact. Well done, Elon Musk. Thank you. We just have to, because there's going to be this other bolt press conference today with, you know, poopy diapers and pee-pee diaper.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's take that show on the road. It'd be better on the road where there's air. You know, they're not in an enclosed space of any kind.
Right.
Yeah. He will exit the government Friday, but not really, because as Trump said, he will always be with us, helping all the way.
Yep.
Much like Misty is still with the other two eaglets.
Well.
In a spiritual sense. Musk's presence gradually wore on several administration officials, including Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who reportedly told Musk, you, during... he joins the rest of us in the freeway. Actually, around the planet.
Right.
In saying, you, Elon Musk. Brian Kilmeade said he'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, what Brian Kilmeade
we
said.
We heard that from Governor Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. Terminate the deficit. Hasta la vista, the great Davis.
But Brian Kilmeade also knows that the tide will be back, too.
Right, right. Well, his wife has to explain it to him anew every morning.
Brian Kilmeade's a little special.
Mm-hmm.
And
we speculate that every time it gets light out, he doesn't understand what happens to the sun, and his wife has to explain it every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's back.
And,
oh!
You know, the tide goes out.
Oh!
He's like, oh, where'd
back.
It go?
Oh, the sun. Oh, it's back. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I was taking a little nap because it's Friday. Oh, all right. Hey, young blood. It's
what?
I'm going to call her young blood.
Okay. Sure.
All right. Hey. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chris, somebody tweeted about we're going to drag Bella with us because it's, you know, it's almost it's summer technically, isn't it? Just about.
Oh, the toys that killed us.
Dangerous 70s toys. Somebody tweeted about clackers, and we're going to go down that rabbit hole. Our parents didn't like us and tried routinely to kill us, Bella, in the 70s.
You ever heard of jarts?
No.
Oh, yeah. I buried one in my head because I forgot you're supposed to let go.
They're giant darts with like a sharp pointy end that you throw to like get into a circle on the other side of the lawn. Yeah. It ended up killing a whole bunch of kids.
If you were a little spaz like me, I forgot to let go one time, and I embedded it in the top of my head because I was like, mate.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they took those off the market.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you can find some with like a little weighted ball at the end.
The clackers were those were that was that was somebody's waiting to lose an eye. Yeah. They're like two balls, Bella. Like they
on
were
strings.
Hard balls on the end of strings, and you went like the they were
oh
like nunchucks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're like, here, go outside and play with your nunchucks.
Yeah.
Oh, and then our other favorite is the creepy crawlers. They would give you it was like a thing that heated to 11 billion degrees that you would pour toxic fluid into to make...
To bake it into a rubber thing.
Like rubber, centipedes and things, rubber bugs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you had an opportunity to burn yourself to death and also to ingest the toxic chemicals.
Jesus. Okay.
Like I don't think I really need it. I don't even think I needed braces. I think my parents just didn't like me. They just like it's time to get your braces tightened. Oh.
Well, we were also allowed to go out and play, but just be back before the streetlights come on.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Whatever.
Okay.
No, I just had a baby alive, so I could train to be a mommy.
Okay.
Aww. Yay.
Yeah, they didn't know where we were ever.
No. Uh-uh.
They didn't care.
I'd just be back by the time the streetlights come on. That's,
Like there was some magic about that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, don't. Everybody's, now we've started the flood of dangerous 70s
calls. Well, here come the calls.
20 minutes. Yay, Friday. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Yeah, it's, I'm telling you, between the CBSs of the world and who's the latest bendy knee company? Get with the companies that stand straight, that their knees don't bend. Well, I mean, they bend, but not for fascists. Okay, my point is Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now in this fight against fascism. You get a great nationwide coverage. You get competitive plans on great deals on new phones. More importantly, you're standing with a company that stands with you and your values.
Yep.
Switching so smart, so easy. You go to credomobile.com, type in the code STEF25, and boom, you get 25% off your service for 2 years on top of all the other wonderful CredoMobile.com.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance. V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-host loves the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
And the Ad Council.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting up.
Stephanie Miller.
I get it. The song is by Taco. Get it?
Yes.
Trump always chickens out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, everybody stop asking. Rocky Mountain Mike is not doing Macho Man to Taco Man.
No. That's honestly too easy.
Yeah, that's it. Right? It's too, yeah, on, the, it's too on the nose. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. But feel free to tweet them all your other suggestions. Just kidding.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm kidding. Oh, Johnny's to blame for the 70s toys. Johnny said, who really had clackers? Okay, so he started this. I didn't start it. I didn't start the fire.
Well, wasn't there also that thing that you hooked up to your hose that like, flew around the yard?
Oh, yeah, the squiggly wiggly.
Yeah.
I almost got strangled by that multiple times.
Okay.
I was like the hillside strangler of 70s toys. Oh, hi, Michael.
The Hillside Strangler was in Lockport, New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Michelangelo in Denver. Hello. Hello, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Mike. All right. Pete in Wisconsin.
One
Let's
more.
Try you. Hi, Pete.
Good morning, every morning. How are we doing?
Hey.
Fantastic.
All right. So I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but there was a gal on CNN who was talking with that shark tank douche nozzle.
Yes.
And basically,
don't say the word.
Don't say the T word.
Don't say the T word. Yes. Called Trump a whiny
little tea baby.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, my God. I must have missed that. But, oh, my God, that is, like, the best thing I think I've seen in a long time. And I think that is the way you got to deal with these people. You have to use the language You have to humiliate these people. And I know, I think maybe people like Charlie Kirk might have a humiliation kink, you know, if you saw him at Cambridge.
Uh-huh.
But, you have to make fun of these folks.
And it's true. And there are an administration full of whiny babies.
Yes.
Dan Bongino would be next. Did you
oh,
see him?
Oh, my God. We have that
him?
Audio.
Yeah. Did you see him whining about, oh, poor me? Yeah, hang on. Here we have it. Yeah.
I gave up everything for this. I mean, you know, my wife is struggling. I'm not a victim. I'm not Jim Comey. It's fine. I did this,
Jim
and I'm
Comey?
Proud I did it. But if you think we're there for tea and crumpets, you know, I'm in there at 7:30
in
the morning. I stare at these four walls all day in D.C., you know, by myself, divorced from my wife. Not divorced, but, I mean, separated, divorced. And it's hard. I mean, you know, we love each other, and it's hard to be apart.
Yeah, I didn't seem like it's as hard for her to be apart. As...
No, not at all.
And meanwhile, we cut to Mrs. Bongino. Having a freak off.
Right. He has a lot of power and a high-paying job the FBI, and he's whining about it?
They're such whiny babies. Oh, and by the way, cry us a river, 7:30.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up. What time do you get off?
I get up at 1. I actually overslept this morning and
got
up at 1:20. Thank God he didn't send me 13 pages of of stuff to print.
Oh my God. 7:30. Shut up. Yes, Lincoln Project said Trump gets bullied by Wall Street. Elon ran for the hills. Stephen Miller's wife ditched the White House. Bongino is a shell of himself. Mm-hmm. Hegseth Seth is anxiously wiretapping his own office, all while Putin and Z eat our lunch. MAGA's alpha men are nothing more than a pack of cowardly sissies.
Yep.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour. Glenn Kirshner next.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Gail's Law is named after Gail Zeamer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Zeamer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. Meanwhile, another bill being considered in the legislature would increase access to insurance and other benefits for people who are doing gig work. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
A bill at the state capitol would give food delivery and rideshare drivers an option to access benefits. The proposal, which received a hearing Tuesday, would create a portal for drivers working for companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to contribute 4% of their quarterly earnings toward personal health care and retirement savings accounts. Companies employing the drivers would not be required to contribute, and the individual drivers could choose to allocate additional funds to their accounts.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week on the Rational Revolution, we've got Devin Remiker. He's running for chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The The courts should have no role here. There is a troubling and dangerous trend of unelected judges inserting themselves into the presidential decision-making process. America cannot function if President Trump, or any other president for that matter, has their sensitive diplomatic or trade negotiations railroaded by activist judges.
Oh, okay. Well, then Glenn can go home. Judges have no say anymore?
No, nope, not at all.
That's
no.
Caroline Leavitt.
Yeah.
Oh, and Peter Navarro with We Don't Need No Stinking Badges.
The tariffs remain in place. The court told us, they didn't all but tell us, they told us, go do it another way. So you can assume that even if we lose, we will do it another way.
Oh.
And I can assure you, American people, that the Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented to protect you, to save your jobs and your factories, and to stop shipping foreign wealth, our wealth, into foreign hands.
Okay. All right, crazy man. So, listen, they tried legally, Chris.
They
and
did.
It just, whatever. We're just going to do it illegally because...
Right.
Okay. Well, there's really no need to talk to Glenn, but I guess we might as well. Thank God former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here. Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him.
That's a wasted 30 years of the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
We need to change that. Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Hi. Hi, totally unnecessary federal prosecutor for 30 years. How are you?
Good morning, Steph. Yeah, I wonder what the heck I was doing over the past 30 years, enforcing the rule of law and all.
I mean, as we said yesterday, too, Glenn, they wanted this court.
Right.
Right? This is like a Trump appointee. Now he's turned on the, by the way, the, what do you call it, the Federalist Society, saying
yeah, oh,
it's their
yeah.
fault
yep.
for the judges that yeah, he sure. appointed that have ruled yeah. against him, and a Reagan appointee. So this is...
Can anybody feel the desperation, Steph? I don't even think he can fool the gullible anymore when he says, you know, all of these Ronald Reagan appointed judges and George H.W. appointed judges and George W. Bush appointed judges and Trump appointed judges, they're all just radical left lunatics. Right. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, you feel the desperation, and I am here for all of it because Donald Trump will lose, and the rule of law and all of these judges, you know, left, right, and center, will win the day on this one. I'm becoming more confident of that every single day, watching Trump's desperation.
Yeah, okay, so talk to us, hold please, breaking Uh-oh. News, hold Uh-oh. On, hold on.
Uh-oh.
That's a lot of Glenn Stack. Okay. So, a federal appeals judge yesterday granted the Trump administration's request to temporarily pause a lower court ruling that struck down most of Trump's tariffs. The Trump administration earlier had told the U.S. Court of Appeals that it would seek emergency relief from the Supreme Court as soon as today if the tariff ruling was not quickly put on pause. So the pause gives the Trump administration some breathing room as it prepares to argue that the law empowers the president to unilaterally launch a global tariff regime. So the panel obviously rejected that ruling, which invalidated all of Trump's reciprocal tariffs and other duties. So as usual with the Trump, now what? Right.
Yes. So now what? First of all, the reason the three judge panel temporarily paused the ruling saying these tariffs are unlawful and unconstitutional, which I do think is where the Supreme Court will ultimately come down. But the reason they paused it is because the Trump administration actually said, you know what? If we're wrong, we will repay. We will make whole all of the business folks that are presently getting screwed over by these tariffs. That is an absurd proposition for the federal government for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's almost an acknowledgement that what they're doing is wrong, but don't worry, we're going to make it right by paying off all the people we are presently harming, which is why the three-judge panel said, well, I guess there's no harm, no irreparable harm, because he's going to repay all these business people for having to pay out on these unconstitutional tariffs. But guess what they will not be doing? They will not be making the consumers whole who have suffered the consequences because these businessmen and women had to hike up the prices to cover these unconstitutional tariffs. So I know there's a lot to unpack
yeah.
there, Steph,
yeah.
but at the end of the day, I believe Trump will lose this argument, including in front of the Supreme Court. And I think all of this, again, is a sign of extreme desperation And, you know, like the walls really are closing in on these rats. And I think they're going to get their comeuppance.
Well, speaking of this big bag of rats, so Trump laid into the Conservative Federal Society and its quote-unquote sleazebag chairman of the board, Leonard Leo, accusing him of probably hating America. Oh, my God. First of all, he's Leo's responsible for what, like a third of the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, so he said, I was new to Washington. It was suggested I use the Federal Society. I did so, but then realized they were under the thumb of a real sleazebag.
Oh, talk about biting the hand that feeds you. And Leonard Leo, I'm no fan, but he ain't a Donald Trump flunky. He's Donald Trump's boss, one of many. And this is not going to serve Donald Trump well. I mean, Donald Trump is all miscalculation all the time, and it's a it's beginning to catch up with him, Steph. You can see it
on every front. Absolutely. Well, so we played Caroline Leavitt for you. I apologize. We always hurt the ones we love the most. But she said, as we played, the Supreme Court should intervene. She said there's a troubling and dangerous trend of unelected judges inserting themselves. First of all judges are not elected; they're appointed. Some of by Donald Trump, obviously. America cannot function if President Trump or any other president has their sensitive diplomatic or trade negotiations railroaded, which is what they call anything they disagree with, by activist judges. Ultimately, I love that a Trump-appointed judge is an activist judge. Okay. Ultimately, the Supreme Court must put an end to this for the sake of our Constitution. Don't you love that degree of gaslighting?
They're upholding the Constitution, which somehow does violence and damage to the Constitution. This is all doublespeak. This is, you know, Orwellian 1984 garbage that's being spewed out by whatever her name is. And again, I don't even think they're fooling the gullible. At least some of the gullible are peeling away. They're like, okay, we kind of got screwed by the build a wall and Mexico will pay for it. We kind of got screwed about, you know, this was a rigged election and Trump will be installed as president yet again instead of Joe Biden. But even the gullible are now, yeah, but what does he take us for?
Right.
So I really, you know, listen, this will not serve him well before the federal court, trial court judges, before the District Court of Appeal judges, before the Supreme Court judges, and certainly not for the billionaire Republican oligarch benefactors like Leonard Leo. Yeah. And others. So again, the desperation is what we need to focus on.
And you know, the piece you wrote this week, Donald Trump, the anti-public servant, it goes to that point that I think, you know, and again, it certainly is proving out in polling, and that I think there is a segment waking up going, you know, exactly what you said. Trump will never understand the concept of public service. He's never felt the pull of wanting to dedicate himself to a cause bigger than himself. Maybe that's because he doesn't believe there is anything bigger than himself. Maybe it's because he's the malignant narcissist he appears to be. But man, Glenn, this was a week taking a bribe jet, selling meme coin, you know, dinners. Do you want to start talking about the pardons?
The
only barometer for someone was unfairly prosecuted, quote unquote, is they support him. Any number of crooks this week, right?
And Steph, there's so many pardons to dislike and to talk about. Let me focus on one real quickly. The Paul Walczak pardon, because this pardon puts the lie to at least three of Donald Trump's claims. It's Donald Trump putting the lie to his own claims. This guy was a healthcare industry guy in where? South Florida, of course. He was basically stealing from nurses and healthcare workers, withholding what were supposed to be Social Security taxes, Medicare, Medicaid. That money was supposed to be paid to the federal government. Instead, he kept it for himself for private jets. He bought a $2 million yacht. He went on expensive spending sprees to the tunes of millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he pleaded guilty because he was guilty. He committed these crimes. And Steph, right before he was supposed to report to federal prison to begin serving a prison term and begin paying $4.4 million back to the federal government for the Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid money he stole, Donald Trump pardoned him, which not only did away with his conviction, his guilty plea.
Yeah.
It not only helped him avoid prison, but it terminated the court order that he had to pay more than $4 million back to the United States government. What does it prove? It proves that Donald Trump does not protect Social Security. He lets his friends steal it, and then he gives them a pardon so they don't have to pay it back. It proves that he doesn't back the blue, because guess who investigated these crimes for years? The blue.
Yeah.
The police.
Well, and also,
law enforcement. He demeans them.
We've been talking about what whiny babies Trump and everybody in his administration is. And did he not have his mommy pay the bribe? Is this the one? He had his mommy.
$1 billion to Donald Trump. And lo and behold, a couple of weeks later, her little boy, the criminal, gets pardoned and gets to keep, not pay back the $4.4 million in Social Security money he stole.
Yeah.
Really?
Guess who pays that? Us, right? Yep. Same thing with the Chrisleys. We pay
it. The bill.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Let's get to our little good news stat. Federal judge extended a temporary order blocking the Trump administration's revocation of Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Talk to us about, I just, every day I'm like, how can the government tell a private institution who, and I know your answer is always they can't, but go ahead, expound.
So Harvard is kicking Donald Trump's butt in court. And, you know, listen, the federal government does issue student visas. So if they can find a legal way to begin either revoking or making it more difficult for students to obtain student visas to come here, of course, that will be an economy killer, and it will be a brain drain, quite frankly, and it's offensive to the notion of diversity. Okay, but you're not doing it the right way, sport. What you're doing is you're trying to take over Harvard University lawlessly, and the courts are like, yeah, you don't get to do it. But here's the thing. Harvard's kicking his butt. Law firms are kicking his butt. Yeah. I mean, this guy is on an unprecedented losing streak in court. So all he can do is attack the judges. But that dog won't hunt, because we know the judges are only applying the rule of law. These are easy calls. Yeah. These are not challenging decisions for the courts.
You posted three court losses for Trump in 24 hours. Judge lectures Alina Haba.
God bless you.
Thank you. About the job of a U.S. attorney. I mean, you're right. It is becoming, an unprecedented losing streak. But, you know, as we talk about every week, we're trying to get to the compliance part, right, of losing these court things and these endless appeals.
Let him refuse to comply outright. Let him openly defy court orders, including Supreme Court orders and directives and edicts. Let him do it early and often, because that is the last straw, because Donald Trump will be announcing, listen, folks, I am a legitimate president because I do not recognize our constitutional construct of government. There is no co-equal federal judicial branch of government. Even though I am required to follow those court orders, I will not. That's the moment.
Yeah.
I think everything implodes, and law enforcement can't support that. The military can't support that, because that is when he is now an illegitimate president of the United States.
So in the whiny baby, man baby stack, Dan Bongino, who has to get up at 7:30 in the morning.
To go to work.
Oh,
no.
Don't get me started on it. Go ahead.
He stated he's examining issues related to the origin of COVID. So they're going to investigate the COVID origin cover-up, baggie of cocaine found several years ago that was already investigated at the White House. How, again, this is taxpayer money they're spending for this, right?
Steph, did you hear the pity party Dan Bongino threw himself?
Yes.
He said, oh my goodness, I have to sit in this office at the FBI and stare at four walls, and I even have to listen to Cash Patel, you know, who goes to the gym and gets to work out during the day, but I work out in the morning before I come in and stare at these four walls. And this is crazy. This is driving me.
You think I make weird sounds when I work out.
Yeah.
Look at Cash Patel's eyes. That's
no idea what public service is about.
Oh,
and you're whining getting to serve the public in this capacity.
Oh, God,
are you flipping kidding me?
You quit your podcast and you've been working for a few months and you're like, nah,
I don't like it anymore.
I can't spend any time with my wife who's divorcing me. Yes, he said, this was a touching story. He said a woman came up to him and said, I miss you. And I said, I miss me too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, whiny baby.
What a snowflake.
Yeah, enough about me. What do you think about me?
Exactly.
What do you think about me and my show? Okay, so Newsmax is urging Speaker Johnson to investigate the January 6th Capitol Police. I don't know. Who? Oh, is this Greg Kelly? He said, Speaker Johnson, come on. Because nothing is too ridiculous. They suggest it on some right-wing outlet, and then they do it, right? I mean, Speaker Johnson, you said this year that you were going to establish a new select committee to continue the House Republicans' investigations into all events leading up to and after January 6th. We need another real investigation looking at the cops. We just had Harry Dunn on a few days ago. There is no low. Right. On January 6th.
Steph, they came galloping into office on their donkeys, saying things like, we're going to prosecute Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Jack Smith and Letitia James and Alvin Bragg. Guess how many of them have been prosecuted, have been indicted? Zero. Why? Because they didn't commit crimes. This is why even the gullible are taking note at this point, and they won't prosecute those people, because if they try to walk those people in the court, the federal judiciary will cram those cases, figuratively speaking, down the throats of the DOJ lawyers. DOJ lawyers who are falling one after another, because they're making Donald Trump's BS arguments in court.
I gotta say, it's just the fact that the words Biden crime family is still escaping Mike Johnson's lips, and Comer is talking about investigating and calling in Jill Biden and Hunter Biden, and it's beyond the pale, particularly for a man who served
down,
this
Mr.
country.
Pitch, Speaker of the House, pipe down.
Yeah. One last one. Missouri Supreme Court halts abortion access, defying the will of the voters. That last part is key, Glenn, to the earthquake I think is coming.
It's coming on every front. I mean, mark my words, he's circling the drain. He hasn't been sucked down to the drain and out to the drainage fields yet. But that's the direction he's heading, and he's desperate, and that's why he's making arguments that are more laughable and more laughable and more laughable. They're offending wider segments of society, like Republican billionaire oligarchs. I'm telling you, they're gasping their last breath.
And when he is dragged into that drainage, Bobby Kennedy will swim in it, and that's
you will
in the poop water.
Okay. Yes,
take a big deep drink of that, Bobby.
We love you, Glenn Kirshner.
Thanks, Glenn.
See you next week.
See
you guys.
All right.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Uh-huh. OMG. Like, we need something else to worry about.
I know, right?
Right? Did you know that scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? I know. I keep thinking like it because I watch too many Roadrunner cartoons. Not like,
nope.
You know, when it's gone.
No. Nope.
It's your title. When's the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never. Mm. That's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why we trust Home Title Lock. You get $1 million triple lock protection, immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud happens, they fix it. They spend up to $1 million to fix it and get your title restored at no additional cost. Right now, I got you a thing, man.
Oh, wow.
I got Home Title Lock to give you a free title history so you can find out if you've already been a victim and access your personal title expert. A $250 value just for signing up. Go to HometitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250. HometitleLock.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else, but that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, become a member, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text Fees may may apply.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me the truth. How many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Right? If it's anything else other than Vibrance Super C Serum, doy. I mean, you got there. Look at all that room you're taking up. Day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream.
Who needs it?
Right? Vibrance made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients. Ow, my knee. Vitamin. I'm so excited. I just almost jumped out of my chair. I smell citrusy and delightful.
You do. But you're still a mess.
Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. You also get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you go now, Vibrance.com/Stephanie, you save up to 37% and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Larry in Minneapolis real quick. Hi, Larry.
Hey, you guys, love you. The thing you were referring to earlier about toys that we have in the 60s and 70s was a Mattel thing maker that you poured plastic goop into the mold, and then you put it in an oven. And I look at it this way. We had to pay attention as kids because we're handling cancer-causing elements in an oven.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And you could heat it to 11. It was an exposed thing with, you could heat to 11 billion degrees.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you think the Trump administration is going to kill you, just saying.
Yeah, shrinky dinks will.
All right. For Angela, coming up, Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump hands out pardons to donors and friends and those that support him. But isn't there supposed to be a process? We discuss with former U.S. Attorney James Santel next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key U.S. inflation gauge slowed last month as President Trump's tariffs have yet to noticeably push up prices. The figures showing inflation still isn't declining from its post-pandemic spike, excluding food and energy. Core prices were up 2.5% from a year earlier, down from the March figure of 2.7%. The Trump administration insists that the president's trade agenda will be moving forward, even after a federal trade court's ruling this week that most of the tariffs imposed were the result of presidential overreach. A new reward for information in the manhunt for convicted murderer who's been a former Arkansas police chief and now on the run for nearly a week now.
As people are driving through this area this morning, they're being handed flyers from the FBI showing there's up to $10,000 on the table for information leading to his arrest. Search crews are still scouring wooded areas, abandoned houses, even caves, trying to locate the 56-year-old.
That's ABC's Faith Abube in Arkansas. This is ABC News.